It's also good to see EA. We don't have we haven't worked with Justin in a while. He's taken some dry dock time. Also Connor, everybody's favorite board op Connor, the Hardline's favorite.
Justin might not come back. I'm doing pretty good.
You are doing
great. I'm excited for
I don't think you get to say that.
Yeah. But that sounds kind of threatening, honestly.
I love the irrational confidence that EA has. We need that sometimes. And speaking of EA, this got brought up yesterday, and because we were in very sportsy mode on a Wednesday, we had Shahan in, we had Rent Free. We didn't have time to talk about EA's current plight. And you let us know yesterday that your car was broken into, and this is concerning for all of us that work up here, because we all use the same parking garage.
Yes.
So what exactly happened?
So as I left work yesterday, or 2 days ago, I guess. Yeah, 2 days ago. I'm, you know, it's about 3:30-ish. So in the middle of the day, not expecting anything out of the ordinary. I parked at the very bottom level of the parking garage. I got in my car, and I opened it. I'm like, that's weird. It just opened quick. You know, I didn't have to push anything. It just opened. I was like, oh, maybe it automatically opened. I sat down, and I noticed things were out of place. I noticed a lot of things weren't like what I left it. First off, when I left the car, all my back seats were pushed down because I had put furniture in there. So I hadn't moved them back.
Okay.
Somebody had put them back into their original spot.
Okay, that's very nice of them.
A very nice person came in and was like, hey, this guy needs to fix things up.
They're polite thieves.
My backpack was in that area. It's gone now. But weirdly enough, they took all the contents of the backpack and put them on my front seat. My laptop, my headphones, my podcast equipment that I do for Turn Off Your Mics, all that on the front seat. My debit card.
Why was this in your car while you were at work where you would need those items?
I don't usually need my laptop.
For work?
Yeah. I use my phone mostly. My laptop is just generally sometimes I'll go to it.
So why bring it?
Oh, I was using it for later for the mainly was for the podcast later in the night.
What if you have to pull audio if we, you know, ask you to pull Jared Goff audio for 2:30?
If I come in here, I have computers here at the work. I couldn't do it. I couldn't do it on my tablet. It doesn't work. I can't do it. I can't pull audio that way off my tablet.
I guess my first question is, why do you not always have your backpack with you? Because I feel like everybody universally up here carries a backpack.
I carry it sometimes.
Yeah, I've seen you have.
Yeah, but that's when I need it for other stuff. When I don't need it, I feel like I don't need to carry the extra bag.
Wouldn't it be safer to assume that you always need it at work?
Again, as I told you, I know what I need. What I need,
but you do know that.
I think we have the right to victim blame here.
It is a public parking garage, and there have been break-ins before. We've had emails from the big man Dan Bennett that says, "Hey, we've had a recent rash of break-ins. We're upping security, whatever."
Right.
So why would you keep valuables and your debit card of all things?
I understand that. Listen, I'm not saying I'm not an idiot. Trust me.
Okay.
I am an idiot. 100%. The problem is it was just an odd robbery because they didn't take anything. So they took everything out of the backpack and they just took the backpack.
What kind of backpack was it?
It was a nice backpack. Okay. I bought it for my cruise.
But they didn't take the laptop?
No.
Are we talking MacBook or?
I'm talking a Microsoft Pro Surface tablet.
Okay.
Yeah.
Apple. So you can still get value for that.
They didn't take the ring light I have and the stand. They didn't take the charger, the car charger. That's I'm sure people need that.
People do need car chargers.
People do.
I felt like they broke in and they looked at my car and they said, "You know what? I feel bad for this guy."
I mean, it's not like you had nothing in there. You had podcast equipment.
And you don't have a bad car. You don't have some beater.
No, I have a 2021 Toyota RAV4.
Okay.
There you go. Okay, real quick, did they bust a window open?
No, they just opened the door.
Okay, another question.
Yeah.
Why was the door unlocked?
So I don't know what was happening because I locked my door, and everyone questioned me on this one. I lock my door every time. For some reason, I found out my front door does not operate with the rest of the other doors.
Huh.
It just doesn't.
So it doesn't lock at all?
No, it does. I have to manually do that. Like I have to before
push
I leave
the button locks.
No, before I leave the car, I have to push the little thing say lock.
So there's an electrical issue.
There is
probably inside the side panel of your car.
There has to be something because the rest of it will lock when I push the button. The front door won't. So when I locked it, I assumed it locked, but it didn't. And so the thief, whoever it was, went up there and just like started grabbing at it, and it was like, oh, open.
I also like the idea that you said when you walked up to your car, you opened the door, you thought it just unlocked itself.
Whoa.
Oh, new feature.
What happened here? Car update.
Okay. Cool, bro. So that sucks. You got off easy because you only lost a backpack.
Right.
Because I've had my car broken into. This was probably circa 06, 07, somewhere in there. I had a one-bedroom apartment over on the east side off Fitzhugh in 75. Great little spot. And it even had like a gate around the parking lot, so you had to have a fob just to get in the gate. Well, overnight, somebody busted a window and stole my stereo and all my CDs. Because keep in mind, this was the time and place where, you know, iTunes was in its early days.
It was still cool to have CDs.
You had the portfolio of CDs.
I had the giant binder of about, I don't know, well over 100 from like what I started building when I was in high school all the way up to present day. And of course,
that's personal, man. Yeah. Someone takes that.
Yes. And I was pissed. And of course, you get at like 5 a.m. because somebody saw that my car was broken into. The cops are banging my door. And, you know, their attitude was like, hey, this happened. I'm like, well, should I follow up? Like, can you find my stuff? He goes, well, we'll check the pawn shops. They're just like rolling their eyes like, you're not getting your Wilco CDs back, you idiot. Like, that's – so you feel very helpless.
Yeah.
It's not a good feeling.
The one time I've had mine broken into, and I don't know if I've told the story on this show, but it was early on in my board hopping career here, and I had my backpack like EA has his backpack, and the only thing I had in it at the time – was an old iPod that we played return cuts for bad radio because we didn't have Spotify at that time. It was just 150 songs on an iPod. We'd shuffle it. Mm-hmm. So go to my car one night, get in. I knew my backpack was still in there. The backpack was open. The only thing that was missing, and I noticed the, like in the console you have where you can put your sunglasses, how it flips up. That was flipped down. I was like, okay, that's odd. And then I look in my backpack and the 2006 iPod was gone.
Uh-oh.
I was like, oh, man, that kind of sucks. Like, it's not the end of the world because it's been around forever. I can just use another iPod that I had.
Yeah, you can just download your iTunes.
Yeah, I was like, okay, that sucks. And then I walk back out, going back inside, and I see the iPod like 20 feet away from where my car was, just on the ground.
They're like, nah.
They're like, yeah, they're probably shuffling through and seeing, okay, Eagles of Death Metal, freaking White Stripes. I don't want to listen to all this crap. And the kid just threw it down. And it's almost always kids that break into cars that do it.
Well, you mentioned the sunglasses thing.
Teenagers.
When I got to the car, that was pushed down too. They also took out my manual, the car manual thing. And they had took it out.
They just want to learn how to drive it.
I was like, what kind of evil mastermind tries to take out the car manual?
Were they trying to fix your lock so they can lock it back up?
They're very
trying to help you out, man.
They're friendly thieves, I guess. And then when I went and tried to ask security about it, they go, well, that's the third break-in. I was like, okay, the third one this year.
We have a ring of crimes.
And then they told me, I was like, can I at least go look at the security camera? They go, no, you need to contact DPD, and then they will come down. I'm like, what's Dallas PD going to say? Oh, I lost my backpack? Yeah. Like, they're not going to care.
They do not give a damn. They have actual homicides.
Right. To figure out. There's murders in this city, but no, let's find EA's backpack. But that was a nice backpack. I took it on my cruise. You could fit a lot of things in there.
Well, did you get another backpack?
Not yet.
Luckily, Christmas is around the corner.
Okay, well, did you leave all your crap in your car today during the show?
No, I didn't bring anything.
So at least you didn't bring anything today.
Lesson learned.
I'm not bringing.
You have your headphones
again.
At least.
Yeah, and then I have my phone, and I brought my debit card, and this time I also brought my little gate code thing for the garage.
Okay.
The fob.
Yeah, the fob thing.
Good for you.
Because I'm not letting them take that. I need that.
Lesson learned: don't take work items into work.
You just leave it in your car, just in case you need to make a quick getaway.
Hopefully you remembered news.
Oh,
you're delivering news at 2:15.
Delivering it good.
Okay, well.